You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona. We're going all the way back to the back 40 today. It is the first Saturday of the month, so we're joined with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau in our Farm Fresh segment. And the goal of this is to help connect you with produce, harvest goods, farm and ranch products that are coming to market in real time in this month, because we've got a very active agricultural industry in Arizona, a $23 billion industry, and there's something virtually every single month that's coming to harvest, even in our top heat. And today we're talking
beans.
Oh boy.
And you know, I thank you, Romy, and it's good to be back on the show this month. We always joke, and everybody, without even singing it out loud, has that little
beans, the magical fruit.
Yeah, beans, the magic. But I, the musical fruit, but I call it the magical because it's an amazing nutrient. Beans are one of nature's healthiest foods. They're naturally low in total fat, contain no saturated fats or cholesterol, and provide important nutrients such as fiber, protein, calcium, iron, folic acid, and potassium. And a lot of our vegetarians and vegans, they're really heavy duty on the beans because they know they can get their protein from beans naturally. And we grow a lot of this magical and musical fruit in Arizona.
And you bring in a local farmer?
Yes.
As it relates to somebody that is familiar with the crop, and we'll talk through it. And your guest today
is Andy Hacker. He is the operations manager for Bonita Bean Company, one of our largest bean companies. And we hear company, we think corporate. Well, actually, all of the beans that are cycling through that system at Bonita Bean are coming from our Arizona farmers, mainly in Southeast Arizona or Cochise County. So we'll probably, Andy, are you on the line?
I am, yes.
And we'll probably get to hear some of the farmers. So we want to give the mic over to you and let you tell us about Bonita Bean from Wilcox, Arizona.
Okay, so I'll probably start at the beginning here. Bonita Bean is our sister company. Our larger company, our parent company, is Bonanza Bean in West Central Minnesota.
But it's all about beans.
It is, yeah. So every day we think about beans or we talk about beans. I wouldn't say we eat beans every day, but we're probably pretty close.
Awesome.
Bonanza Bean was started in 2008 in Morris, Minnesota. It was a dream of a young farmer to process his own beans, take the crop from the field and process them and sell them to the canners, the growers, the packagers, whoever it would be throughout the U.S. We currently are selling beans in the U.S. and internationally through these facilities. And the focus today, I guess, will be Bonita Bean. We purchased Bonita Bean 2 years ago from some local growers that grew up in the Morris area in Minnesota until they were of the age of, I believe, 10 and 14.
I didn't realize that link. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So they grew up here in Minnesota, just very close to where a lot of us grew up or started farming south of Morris. And we'd always told them if they were ever interested in selling their business, we'd be interested in buying. So 2 years ago, Bonanza Bean acquired Bonita Bean. We weren't processors of pinto beans at that time, but that is one commodity we brought on. So the major bean that we process in Bonita Bean would be the pinto beans. And we package all them in a dry pack, so all them go out pretty well into your grocery stores throughout the Arizona, California, New Mexico area.
Now, so most of their distribution from our Arizona pinto bean farmers then through Bonita Bean, that distribution is mainly staying in the Southwest?
It is. It's staying in the Southwest. We just don't see any. We have had zero overseas or international sales yet. We have sold some splits internationally, but the whole pinto beans are staying in the Southwest. There's a large Hispanic population, or I shouldn't say population, but Hispanic food being served or made, which these pinto beans are good for, your refried beans, your charro beans. We do a small amount of a nine-bean soup mix that we sell directly out of our office there.
So if I'm going to purchase some pinto beans, regardless of the grocery store I go to in Arizona, the percentage of me getting them from the Bonita Bean Company is going to be pretty high then.
It would be very high, yeah. I would say we work with a lot of grocery stores in that Southwest. But that is, I'm sure there's a lot that are coming out of the North Dakota area also, with North Dakota being the largest producer of pinto beans.
In fact, Andy, since you mentioned that, the top 10 states that grow beans, just for some trivia here, is North Dakota, Michigan, yeah, Nebraska, your state, Minnesota, Idaho, Colorado, California, Washington, Wyoming, and Texas. And I'm kind of bummed to not see that Arizona's in that top 10 list. But what makes Arizona special for growing beans?
So the Arizona crop is actually a second crop.
Okay.
A lot of the farmers are planting wheat or barley or something before the beans. And we're actually planting right now. A lot of the farmers are taking off their barley now, planting their beans. So it's a second crop. And then the beans will come off in October. So it adds another round of gross profit or gross margin to their farms where their crops are not sitting idle. We're the least amount of water intake per protein.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So you don't need as much water to grow beans as you would corn or cotton or even alfalfa.
Okay.
So that's a lot. That's the biggest reason why they're planting that as a second crop.
And if you're planting now in July and you're harvesting 4 months later in October, you said not only is it a low water resumption, that's a fast turnaround.
It is, yeah. 90-day maturity on a lot of the pinto beans. We are doing something new and exciting this year I'm going to call it the Wilcox Valley. We are planting some black beans.
Oh, awesome!
There has been a big movement to change, or a lot of people are eating black beans now. So
now, why is that? Is that higher protein?
No, I would say it's the same protein matter. It's I think a lot of it has to do with color, taste, preference. The preference of our people are changing, I think, a little bit.
And some of the top beans that are grown from the 10 states that I mentioned and other states, but those are the top 10, we've got the black-eyed. And by the way, we do black-eyed beans here in Arizona. I think of Tim Dunn in Yuma. He does a lot of those. The Great Northern, the Pinto, the Kidney. Again, the black bean that you just mentioned, that's coming online at Bonita Bean. Cranberry, yep. Red, Lima, and Baby Limas, Garbanzo, and Navy are some of the top beans produced here in the United States.
Yep.
So obviously market is generating the move by our Wilcox farmers to grow more of the black bean, but your traditional bean is going to be a mainstay in production, especially through Bonita Bean, correct?
Yeah, the pinto bean will be the biggest, the biggest variety that we're just dabbling this year to see what kind of yield and production we can get, to see if we can be competitive with other areas that are producing black beans at this time. And we know that there's a need or a want in the Southwest.
So
we currently do ship beans from Minnesota down to the Southwest, black beans to be processed.
So it's a second crop for our Wilcox farmers, but here's another question I have. Are we planting seasonally beans different here in Arizona in terms of the time as they are, like, for example, in Minnesota? Is that extending this regular production harvest cycle, or what's the difference, if there is anything?
I would say the biggest difference is you're able to double crop the beans with the wheat or the barley.
Okay.
Here in Minnesota, in the upper Midwest, where there's a lot of farming done, you know, corn and soybeans and edible beans, we're only able to raise one crop. We're down in Arizona.
Hard.
You have the ability to double crop.
Hard to get anything to germinate under snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
So I'm sorry, but I'm going to be partial to the pinto beans we grow here in Arizona. And I mean, I might even dare say that I think they're tastier than the ones in Minnesota, although I'm talking to a Minnesotan, so that might not be fair to say, correct?
I would have to agree with you, though.
Oh, really? Now why?
Well, we just get down in Bonita, we get a little nicer color, seems to cook a little better. We've noticed that from what we've seen, you know, owning the facility for the past 2 years. And there's a preference in the Southwest for our beans because of that. They keep a little bit better. The cold weather in the north does change the color of the beans a little bit, whereas in the Southwest, our beans stay a little whiter and a little brighter longer throughout the year.
And you know, Americans, it's all about beauty.
It's all about
beauty and taste. Another fun little trivia point about the pinto beans and beans sort of in general is dry pinto beans are one of the most cost-efficient forms of protein. And like the egg, it's a power-packed punch of protein that we can enjoy at a very economical rate. So that's why I would always encourage families to put that in the mix of everything that they do with their diet and their menu is add beans, because you're getting your protein, they're healthy, they're easy to cook, and my goodness, we can save a little bit in the pocketbook.
And to put that in comparison, 7 cents for a half a cup of beans, where it's 82 cents for 4 ounces of chicken.
Yep. So let's add more beans to our diet, musical and magical.
January 6th is National Bean Day, but it's in July on the 3rd that it's National Eat Bean Day, and it's just in time for the explosive 4th of July. The USDA recommends adults eat more than 3 cups of beans per week for maximum health benefits. That's currently 3 times the average consumption. So we'll talk about different recipes and how to incorporate all these different bean types into your diet.